Billionaires are.
Gotta love like, this song.
This is great.
What it's
is
so
this?
Good, right? It's beautiful.
Caleb has a huge ass and he's a big, big bitch.
Okay,
with a little dick and gross tiny balls. Has no money and luckily he's funny.
Because
he's
so
a big, big bitch with gross tiny balls.
Where'd you...
Oh, Caleb's ass is huge.
You told me you found a Christmas song.
Caleb, oh, big Caleb's
oh, yeah.
Massive
I guess
ass.
It's not a Christmas song.
Caleb,
it's just a song my family sung on Christmas. Does that make sense?
Huge ass bitch Caleb?
Yeah. Yeah.
Caleb isn't smart. He's a big dumb bitch. And a big pussy with a little gross dick.
Oh man. I love this song.
This might have just been your family.
Big pussy with a huge gross ass.
Oh, I didn't mean to point at you. Sorry.
Well, I don't know. My name is Caleb.
That's right.
Kind of reminds me of
that. That's right, man.
Caleb, oh, Caleb
it is.
Is a bitch,
I just this is before Caleb, we met, oh, you were singing this.
Absolutely, mm. It's before I can remember. Caleb, I think. I think it started. Okay, so there's a Christmas. This is more Christmas.
Oh, this is Thumbdick Caleb. I remember right. Thumbdick Caleb. Oh, this is.
But it's the original Christmas
Merry
version.
Christmas to his dick. It's little and thin, unlike Saint Nick.
Oh, I love it.
Little tiny Thumbdick Caleb.
Wow. Okay.
Thumbdick Christmas Caleb.
What is Christmas
Caleb?
What?
Penis.
What's a Christmas penis? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know, man. It's
Caleb's
little Christmas
penis. I just it's hard to believe this was on the radio to me.
Deck the halls with Caleb's small balls, man. Like, did you not celebrate Christmas?
I don't know. We did a lot of.
Little Dick Caleb.
Sounds like it came out in the 90s.
Merry Christmas to his dick. It's little and thin.
I mean, it reminds me, there are Christmas songs from when I was a kid that I like a little more than that, you know,
uh-huh.
that I can remember. I mean,
like what?
I sent you one that you haven't listened to the one I sent you?
No, but it's because that you don't seem to... I don't know, man. Like the Christmas, you just haven't heard like regular Christmas songs. Like I don't
I've
know
heard
what
a
this
lot
is
of regular.
Be.
I've heard Christmas bells, White Christmas, Jingle.
I've heard those.
Yeah, and this one is one. This is one of my favorites.
Okay, I'll play this.
I mean,
play.
I don't.
I'll
I mean, play. There's. I like some of it.
Oh, come little penises, Dave and Caleb's penises.
I don't like it.
Oh, well, you gotta listen.
Nope.
You gotta give it a chance.
Small.
Nope. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Come and behold them tiny, tiny
it is pretty.
Penises.
I mean. I half like it. It's okay. Not okay. I don't just don't get that part. It just doesn't make any sense.
I think you're focusing on the name too much.
What name?
Look.
It's just one of the two things he's saying I don't like. But half the message I like.
I just feel like if you had the real spirit of Christmas in your heart.
Yeah, that's... You're probably right.
Yeah.
I'm not Christmassy enough. Dude, did I tell you? So I found I did some digging, you know, because we talked at length about Little Tiny Thumbdick Caleb the
right.
other day, and what a big part of my life it's been. Caleb's little Christmas penis, you know, how important that was to me as
right.
a child.
Well, we all celebrate differently, I guess, but.
Yeah, well, I think most of the world celebrates thinking about Caleb's tiny little thumb dick on Christmas, but anyway.
Most of the world, okay.
I found a recording of an orchestra playing that song live for the first time after it was written in the 18th century, I think.
Oh, wow. That's
and the
a
recording
long time
was
ago.
In the 19th century. And oh my God, it's beautiful, dude. And the crowd loves it. It's unreal. There's like five movements. I didn't realize. Ugh.
Where was this at?
New York Comedy Club.
Okay.
Yeah.
In
the big room.
Acoustically.
Yeah. The size of a thumb for you.
I don't know. I guess the crowd. Back then, they didn't have a lot of entertainment.
Right. They really went nuts.
There's more.
There's a bunch more, dude. It goes on for a while. I mean, it's a... It was like a revolution song, you know? Like a protest song.
They're clapping like every 10 seconds.
Okay, so then they just finished. So they're going particularly crazy because they just finished. It's going to be over soon, don't worry.
I mean, I don't know.
So now they're walking back out.
Oh, come on. They got an encore?
Yeah, with an opera singer, actually. I forget who it was.
How did they get the whole choir off the stage and back on that quick?
Fast. Musicians are fast, man. All of them. Oh, man. Welcome to Billionaires Are Good, everybody. We've gotten two notes on the show recently that are sort of at odds. We've gotten this one note.
Mm-hmm.
We love the AI songs. Thank you so much. And we've gotten this other note from people that say that the AI songs are horrible and too much.
I don't remember hearing about that note.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't, me neither. But I heard about it. And I just think that it's clear on which side of the argument we fall.
I like them.
Yeah,
like
me too.
Like, for instance, if your name was Blake and you thought it was a little too much with the AI songs.
Maybe you should write a song about how you can fuck off.
That's right. That? Maybe you should do that, Blake. If that's your name, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Blake, yeah. More like fake.
That's
idiot.
What I've been saying.
Yeah. And anyway, we made that person up.
Yeah.
And in honor of Blake, let's listen to this fucking song again.
Okay. I don't know if we have to... I think there's better ways to stick it to Blake. Okay.
It's a big, big bitch. Gross, tiny balls. And you know, and I feel satisfied.
Okay. Well, next week, maybe next week we'll, you know.
No.
I'll do some digging next week. We'll find something good.
It's always going to be songs from my childhood about someone named Caleb's tiny little thumb dick, just embarrassingly microscopic, useless penis.
I'm glad it doesn't say, you know.
No.
It's
no,
just
no.
Someone with that name. I mean,
yeah, you know, totally.
I just kind of wish it wasn't
your
my,
name. Yeah. Well, you know, just... you can't choose my childhood.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
I'm Dave Ross. This is Caleb Sinan.
That's right. I'm Caleb Sinan.
Billionaires Are Good is our website, and there's links to listen to us on Spotify and Apple Music and all those fucking places on there. Link to our store and all kinds of shit. Watch us on YouTube. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/billionairesaregood. X.com/billionairespod. Instagram.com/billionairesaregood. Join us, you know? Let's have some fun.
We're having a good time.
Yeah, we're talking about fucking, what's his ass? Fucking
Ted Turner,
Ted
dude.
Turner. One of the goodish ones.
He's
done some cool stuff.
He's one that I at least isn't boring. Like, there's so many of them that are, they're horrible in interviews. They're boring. They're stupid. But Ted Turner does seem to be like, he's like the liberal Trump. He just says wild shit.
Totally.
He gets after it. He's, he embarrasses himself. He does cool stuff. He bought the Braves. That was cool.
Yeah, he bought the Braves. He created CNN, TBS, TNT. He bought a wrestling promotion and turned it into WCW.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, cool stuff.
I like all those things.
Yeah.
And being from Georgia as a kid, he was sort of like the unofficial king of Georgia for a long time. That's what it felt like.
He created Cartoon Network, I want to say. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a Turner thing?
Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah, dude. What if he hadn't created Turner Classic Movies? What if that was the one that wasn't him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was a good idea.
It was a good idea.
That was a good idea. But yeah, I was reading that when he bought the Braves, he managed the team for one game, they immediately lost that game. Wow. And then they said, you got to stop being the manager Amazing. Of the team.
That's well, no good. Honestly, huge kudos to him that he listened.
Yeah, one game, one and
Not
done.
Not everybody would do that.
Yeah, but he's got, I think, $2.5 billion today. Which
$2.5 billion, he is the 1,349th richest person in the world. Down from being in like the top 50 at some fucking
not great.
Point.
Yeah, poor dude. Ted.
Also, back then, it wasn't the way it was now.
Right.
Where Elon Musk has $460 billion.
That's a lot.
Yeah, totally.
That's
dude.
A lot.
That is not what I make.
No.
Yeah.
So he lost, we looked at it today, Elon lost more money today than Ted Turner has.
Yeah, he also lost more money today than I have.
Yeah. That's true.
He lost more money today than everyone has. He lost $6.6 billion, and as we've established, only 1,300 people in the world have that amount of money of their personal wealth.
So with Elon, like when he loses $6 billion, he's always tweeting, so it's right after he tweets something. So if I tweeted something and lost $6 billion, I'd be like, should I
just stop tweeting? No, absolutely. Anytime I do anything, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, was that it?
Is that why that person was irritated?
So here's the cool thing about Atlanta. I worked at Jimmy John's in Atlanta for 3 years, downtown Atlanta, and Ted Turner has an office there.
Yeah.
And we would deliver there pretty often. He liked Jimmy John sandwiches.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ted Turner?
Yes, Ted Turner enjoyed.
You think there'd be some sort of like... better, more expensive sub you can get when you're a billionaire. But also, he constantly says, save your money. So maybe he's like Jimmy John's and McDonald's guy.
And he has a huge painting of himself in his office, like a gigantic painting where his hair is the clouds and his eyebrows are birds. And like, it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
And he tipped one of the drivers $10,000 one time.
Holy shit. Cool. Were you jealous?
Yeah, I wasn't working that day.
Yeah.
So.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, that sucks.
He split the tip with the other people?
Yes.
Okay.
But I was not there.
So how many people were working that day?
I don't know, like 20.
20?
10.
10?
5.
Okay.
I don't know.
These are different numbers.
Something like that.
If it's 20, then what, everybody gets $500?
Pretty good day.
That's pretty good, but... I would think that at a Jimmy John's, there'd be 5 people working.
It would be really hard to get away, like, if you're just trying to not share the tip, and at the end of the day, they're racking up the tips, and you're trying to, like, slip it in that you got a $10,000 tip.
Right, because he didn't pay him cash.
Yeah, it was just, like, written on the receipt.
Yeah. That's definitely not, like, hey, can you cash me out for my tips? What's this?
And it's like, don't you also have to make a phone call to make sure that wasn't a forgery? Like, you know, because then anyone could just write 10,000 on their tips. You just get a pin out.
That's a really good point. You would think that, how did they know it was real? I mean, I guess it wasn't a forgery, but yeah. And also, like, he probably just thought that was funny.
Yeah.
To put $10,000 in the tip line on like a $27 bill.
Yeah.
So total, $10,000, $27.81. What a fucking maniac.
No, but
dude.
That's all I need. Like, when you do that, I like you. If you're a billionaire and you tip $10,000, you're on my good side.
How sick would it be if in the tip line you just like, you like take it, you're like, oh my God, yeah. Thank you, Mr. Turner. And then you like look at the tip line, the receipt, and then the tip line, it just says TBS.
All right, we got to split that between the 5 drivers.
Oh, I get Looney Tunes. And, I get the very funny thing. I get the very funny logo. Man.
But another thing I liked about Ted Turner is that he put, living in Georgia, we could get TBS on the bunny ears. Like you could get it on
I remember
the antenna.
That.
And so we got to watch Braves games all the time as a kid, which was awesome because they were really good when I was little. And they had Seinfeld on there, and I think Andy Griffith. It was like good, fun reruns.
I remember when I lived in Nashville, we were in the sort of like broader Atlanta cable or like bunny ears area, and we got TBS free.
Wait, where were you?
Nashville, outside Nashville.
Oh, wow. You've lived everywhere.
Yeah, man.
You lived in Italy, like...
Italy, Nashville, everywhere.
Do you make any of those up?
Yeah. Both, none of those places
You've
exist.
Lived in New York, L.A., Italy,
yeah, well,
Nashville.
When I was a little boy in Nashville, working as a cowpoke, you know, for my pappy, we would...
what is the difference between a cowpoke and a cowboy?
Well, yeah, I think a... Yeah, I don't know. A cowboy actually is a man, and a cowpoke is just a...
You're just bothering
person.
The cows? What is the poke part?
Well,
of
the poke
branding?
I think is spelled P O L K.
Well, oh, come on, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And I don't know what that means, but I'm pretty sure it's a cow poke. Yeah, like folk.
Oh.
Folks. Cow folks.
Wow. You'd think I would know.
I think it's like, yeah, I think a cow poke is just like some sort of like farty fucking dust covered jag off. Who lives around a bunch of fucking cows.
Dude, all our cowpoke listeners are going to be pissed.
Hey, whoa, hey! What the fuck?
They're out on the range listening to Billionaires Are Good.
Yeah, just chewing on a reed. Listening to Billionaires Are Good and their wooden Walkman.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to unsubscribe from the Patreon now.
When I was listening to this... left-leaning comedy podcast, I didn't realize that they were anti-cowpoke. Man, which cactus I gotta fuck to find a podcast that speaks to my people?
Well, I'm partial to the AI songs about the thumb dick, but I don't know if I can overlook that.
When I started listening to the Billionaires podcast, possibly... 2, possibly 3 weeks ago, I found a large connection between my personality and what they were saying in the songs about his tiny little baby dick. But now that I find they're anti the cow people, I'm just plumb fuddled. And I think I'll go fuck myself. I do like the guy that like matter of factly is like, well, seems like I better go fuck myself.
Every time it gets awkward at a party.
Yep. I guess I'll go fuck myself.
He's still got the hat on.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just like dirt. He's like got dirty chaps and like a huge belt buckle and like a dusty plaid shirt and a big, yeah, cowboy hat. He's like, so what do you find youngins up to today? Drinking a little Jägermeister mixed with a little Red Bull? Yeah, actually. All right, I'm going to go fuck myself.
This party of Southern gentlemen drinking Jaeger and Red Bull.
No, they're all just like goth teens, and
he's
like,
really out of place.
He's like, y'all listen to the new Korn album. That's right, they're still at it, cranking out the hits. Them fellas, songs about getting lost in the woods. Chewing on batteries, you know, whatever they sing about down there at the depths of that well that they live in. Well, I'll go fuck myself.
Hey, what kind of movies do you like, cowpoke?
Oh, boy. I like all kind of movies.
Oh, good.
Christmas movies, mm-hmm. Hanukkah movies, yeah. Everything.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
I think I like Jingle All the Way. Yes, I like that one. I like Love Actually. I like Love Actually because it's sort of like if Crash was about love. Love Crash. And I love Crash.
Okay.
21 Grams. Babel. I like any movie that's just kind of a hodgepodge of vignettes. Seemingly unrelated characters and scenes that thematically come together by the end. I'll go fuck myself.
The cowpoke loves 21 grams.
honey, I was thinking after we get back from Longhorn Steakhouse, we could throw on
21 grams. But honey, we watch 21 grams every day. Oh, I know. I won't subject you to watching your movie that's not your favorite movie like it is mine. But I was just saying, you know, if it might have grabbed you today, maybe just the first 15 minutes of 21 grams. You know, that's my favorite part, aside, of course, from the end and the rest of it. I'll go fuck myself.
I feel bad for this guy. He likes what he likes. He's a cowpoke. You know, he enjoys... he's a cinephile cowpoke, and his wife doesn't care for it.
Yeah. Well, she's supportive. She just is, you know, she's admitting to him that she doesn't like 21 grams as much as he does. Oh, boy. I also enjoy the film Rounders.
Oh.
Yeah, that Edward Norton, I like him as a villain.
Poor guy.
I suppose in the movie he's not so much a villain as he is a bad friend and a fuck-up who ruins it all. And the villain is more John Malkovich, who, by the way, is also a very good villain. Should I fuck myself?
Why isn't anybody nicer to the cowpoke? He's well, I just think trying it's to just make that friends no at the
one's,
party.
No one's ever talking to him because they're all so shocked that this like dust-beaten cowboy is standing in their living room. And he's very quick to assume that he's unwanted. And so after, you know, 30 seconds of four 21-year-old college kids staring at him, he's like, well, I suppose I'll fuck myself. That's okay. I'm used to that. Oh, not a lot of cowpoke like me venture outside of the range, but I like to check out the rest of America. I'll go to an art opening or a punk show. Or a comedian's Christmas party.
It's fun. Just imagine you're like well dressed, you're at an art museum, it's like deadly quiet. And you just hear spurs like cling, 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 cling.
Oh, Nighthawks.
Where's the pisser? Oh, God damn. Swear to God, I could piss out a whole ocean. I'm going to need to empty out before I dip into this here sangria. So what kind of art we got going on in this opening here? We got a bunch of those things where you just like flim-flam a bunch of colors everywhere and it looks like a bunch of garbage? Or is it going to be like a picture? I like those paintings that it's like, it seems realistic, but there's like a woman sitting with a husband and everything seems fine, but in the corner there's like a demon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll go fuck myself.
He keeps trying, though. You got to give it to him.
Yeah. So that's my impression of Ted Turner.
That's Ted Turner.
Yeah. Ted Turner. dude, this is true about him. He owns 2 million. He's like, so I like to look up the possessions of these billionaires because they're always going to be pretty crazy. Unless you're Warren Buffett and you just still don't own anything. Larry Ellison was so boring. He owned boats.
Yeah, that's boring.
So fucking boring. Ted Turner owns land, and that sounds boring, but he owns 2 million acres of land in the U.S. and Argentina, and they're mostly ranches.
That's a lot.
He herds and raises cattle. He has a private herd of bison with 51,000 bison in the herd.
Jeez.
Yeah, man.
And he wants us to eat bison, right?
Is that what it is?
Because that's what he serves at Ted's Montana Grill.
Ted's Montana Grill.
You never been to Ted's Montana Grill?
No, I never been to.
You never
Ted's
had
Montana?
A nice bison?
Damn, that rocks, man.
Yeah, it's he really loves the bison. I think it's like Joe Rogan likes that too. It's like he loves to eat crazy stuff.
They do say that bison meat is good for women, and that's like not a joke.
Good for women.
My mother actually told me that.
Score one for the ladies.
That bison meat is good for. I don't know.
What does it do?
I don't know. What do I know? I don't know a single thing.
I'm just picturing.
But that's what my mother said.
Just for the gals.
Just, yeah, bison meat. For women.
I just never see a lady be like, I'll have the bison.
Well, that's the thing, is that no one... Yeah, it's not like...
Can I do a bison, a fresh bison wrap?
Bison fries? You have bison fries? Yeah, I'll have a bison burger, lettuce bun.
Now I want some bison. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. I would try it.
I always forget that they're real. Like, it's like woolly mammoths, bison.
What, yeah, you know, oh, they're crazy looking. Here?
Yeah.
It does feel like one bison could feed the whole country.
Yeah, aren't they the size of a truck?
Yeah, they're fucking huge.
Yeah.
And they got a big shitty back.
Yeah, let's
someone
go
needs
get some
to
bison.
Massage their back.
Oh, is there a Ted's Montana Grill in New York? There's got to be, right?
I don't know. Look it up, buddy. I've never even heard of Ted's Montana Grill. I would love to go to Ted's Montana Grill.
Oh, he might be there. Could run into him.
I also love that name. Like, it's just like...
Yep.
There is?
Ted's Montana Grill.
Where?
In New York City.
Where?
And it's in Manhattan.
Yeah, of course. Like, probably where, like, the Margaritaville is in that area.
Oh, there's, that's
like,
a good night.
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe... I was thinking about the other day, by the way. I can't believe I haven't taken you to the Margaritaville in Times Square.
Oh, wow.
There's a Bubba that's Gump. A it's just like... Dude. Also, there's an Applebee's in the fucking Barclays.
Oh, yeah. We tried to go to that one.
Did we?
Yeah. It
was
closed.
It closed?
Yeah, it was
oh,
closed.
Yeah. There's almost never anyone in there that I've seen, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I like a nice, chill Applebee's. I do it a lot on the road. I'll go to an Applebee's, have a beer,
yeah,
enjoy
dude.
A nice $12 salad. It's a good
yeah,
deal.
Man.
Sometimes they have dollar tacos. It's amazing.
Sometimes it's the only place in a town that has fruit. chain restaurants are great that way.
Yeah.
They're like, you'll like stop in a town, and I just got burned enough times. Like, you guys have Wi-Fi? And they're like, what? No. Fuck, man. You're right.
Or they'll go, we have it. It does not work.
Yeah.
Great.
Or they have it and it works. You can log on, but then you can't do anything.
Yeah. Greyhound. I took a Greyhound. I told you about that, right?
Dude. No, but it never really works, right?
So I took one from Charleston to Savannah.
Uh huh.
You know, it's the only way to get there. And they were like, for $10, you can have both seats in your row.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, $10 extra, I can have no one sitting next to me for a Greyhound trip? Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
But
but how do you enforce that?
You don't.
Exactly.
It's a Greyhound. No one, I was the only one on the bus that even looked at my ticket.
Yeah.
So it's like.
No, I know. One time I was on a mega bus, and I can't remember if I bought it or didn't, but there was like, you could reserve the seats in the front over the driver. And I remember being excited by that. And then I was on the bus, and the bus was between two places that there's not much. It was from like Montgomery, Alabama to Slidell, Louisiana or some shit like that. And, there were just two like maniacs in those seats.
Yep.
And like, what am I gonna? They're screaming and like,
right? I'm like, where do you need to be?
Yeah.
So there's somebody who's like a maniac. Well, I'm a maniac. I need to be in Cincinnati. Like, what?
Oh yeah.
What is your business there?
I gotta
go be crazy over there.
Well, I just got out of prison and I gotta get to my new prison. And yeah, dude. Ugh. And I don't know what is it gonna do and be like, excuse me, sirs. I believe that right. I have reserved these seats.
Well, the whole point of getting the seats reserved is so that I don't have to talk to anybody.
Exactly.
And now it's like, oh, geez, such a nightmare. And then they always say, oh, we got the Wi-Fi. I don't even think they have a router. I think every Greyhound bus in America is just like, it's a myth. There is no Wi-Fi. There's never been Wi-Fi.
Sure.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, my favorite is when there's like outlets.
Oh, yeah.
And none of the
none
outlets
of those work.
No, like, are those fake?
It's just like a decorative outlet
just
sticker.
To like make you think, just so you can be on it once without a plug and be like, oh shit, I can plug it in. And then the next time you don't.
Yeah.
Yo, you've heard this story about Kyle Ayers and Megabus, right?
No.
Dude, Kyle, I love you. I'm so sorry. I'm about to laugh at your pain.
Let's go.
So Kyle was taking a Megabus once and it got in an accident. It like crashed.
Not good.
And... no one got hurt, at least not badly. And they gave him a year free Megabus.
Oh, no.
In exchange for the crash. And the very next time he took a Megabus, it crashed.
Oh, come on. Two crashes?
Yeah, dude.
What did it crash into?
I don't know. Probably another megabus.
Oh, that's funny.
Or maybe my big, big ass, you know? Maybe I was
so what are they giving for the second crash?
I think that they, I don't know.
Lifetime. Dude, lifetime, I mean, megabus.
He's never going to take megabus again. I think I found out about this because I was like, we can take the megabus. And he's like, I'm not taking the fucking megabus.
Oh.
There is like a weird, I don't know what it is. There is a lawlessness on a bus that doesn't exist on a train, and I don't really know why. Because it's not like they're like buses are on average much, much cheaper. But there are lots of trains that are very cheap.
Well, here's my theory.
Okay.
Is to get on a bus, the barrier to entry is the sidewalk. Trains have a station. So if you're
creates
crazy,
like a formalness in your mind.
If you're a crazy, chaotic individual,
right?
At the station, there's a guy with like a vest who'll go, "Why don't you chill and maybe not get on this train?" You know?
Yeah.
But the bus, you can just hop on, just out of the wilderness. You can just run onto the bus, and the bus is very lax about, like, the train's pretty lax about tickets, but they still go through.
Right.
The guy in the hat goes through and's like, "Where is it?" But on the bus, almost all the time, no one looks at my
stuff. Also a good point. There's a guy walking around taking your tickets, whereas on the bus driver is the one checking.
And he's busy.
So once you're on, you can kind of do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Also, you're right about the station thing, because like, I think in people's heads with a bus, I think psychologically you're like, well, I'll just like cause a scene and get off the bus. But if you cause a scene on a train, no matter what you do, the train's going to a station.
Right.
And there could just be people waiting for you.
Right.
At this exact spot.
Yeah, there's just more of a, I
interesting.
Because I'm on everything. And it's like,
right.
I've seen some wild stuff at the train, but a lot of times they don't even let those guys on the train who are being bananas.
Right, exactly. Man, one time when Ismail and I were on that train tour, which was almost exactly 1 year ago, on one of the cooler nights in my life, when we were going to Montreal, when you cross the Canadian border on a train, they stop the train at like a customs place.
Mm-hmm.
No one gets off the train because you get on the train in Plattsburgh, New York, go for an hour or two, and then you have to cross the border, and then it's like another hour or two or something to Montreal. And so they just stop the train, and then the customs people get on with dogs. And it was December 5th, and it's snowy as fuck up there. And so we're just like, it felt like it was 200 years ago.
Oh,
we're just sitting in this train in a snowstorm, like, you know, waiting to go, I don't know, hunt a bear or some shit.
Yeah, it's like that movie, the Snow Train movie. Snow Train.
Snow Train.
I've seen Snow Train.
Kind of seems like that. Yeah.
Yeah,
totally. And then, yeah, you get on the snow train and then you hunt a bear.
There's just nothing like you know, if you're on a train reading a paper, like it's just the old days, and it's great. It's charming as hell.
It's charming is really what it is. And it feels, it feels very like idyllic and magical. And so it's also nighttime, and, you know, we could tell that there was snow and we know it's cold a little, but it's dark outside, and then it stops and there's lights in the customs station, and everything around is just a big, like, winter wonderland, and then there's snow falling, and we're just sitting there, like, kind of waiting. It sort of felt like we were, like, escaping the Nazis or some shit like that. That's kind of what it felt like, you know? And they get on, and they're, like,
a good feeling.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. And they did kick a guy off.
What? What'd he do?
I have no idea, but he had three huge bags.
Oh, no.
Huge.
Don't like that.
And I think probably what happened was he just didn't have the right papers.
Mm.
But when he was getting off, he was a dude like in his 20s. And I don't know, maybe he was like a grifter in some way. He like...
he's like the music man. He's on a train going to a town trying to swindle the children.
Yeah, I suppose that more meant... And more men, he was like, what's the term of someone who didn't buy a ticket, who's like in the hold of a ship? Stowaway.
Stowaway.
Yeah, he's like a stowaway.
Oh, a train hopper.
And then when they kicked him off, though, They're like, grab your stuff. And he like grabs this big bag, and then he gets this other bag, and then he's like, ah, how am I going to get my other bag? And they're like, how many bags do you have? And he's like, I got a lot of bags.
Oh,
and,
no.
And he has to carry these huge fucking
now
bags.
Now he just lives at the border.
Right.
The Canadian
the
border.
Like, let him go to Montreal, and then, like, why can't it be like a plane? Like,
I just feel like with Canada, it's such a funny, because it's like, I've been to other countries. You get there, and you're like, hey, I'm in another country. And when you go to Canada, they're like, declared, do you have plants? Yeah. Do you have, yeah, you know, and then there's all the security, and then you get there and it's just Canada.
Yeah.
It's totally like showing papers to go to Indiana. Like, what
it's
is
a good
the
point.
Problem
like, I'm in
here?
Toronto. I like Toronto.
There's the Apple Store.
Yeah, totally.
There's the Chili's.
I know. Toronto. It's America.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah, what
totally
are we doing here?
All the Dunkin' Donuts are Tim Hortons, and that's right. About the only change.
What do you call your money here? Dollars. Yeah. Okay.
It's pretty colors. And for some reason, we list the gas in milliliters and cents.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Which is maddening, dude. The signs at gas stations are fucking wild to me.
It's like they had to prove they needed to be a country, and they didn't think. They were like, we have Canadian dollars and we have milliliters. Yeah. It's Tim Horton. It's not Starbucks. Not all Starbucks. It's a lot of Starbucks.
Yeah, totally.
But some Tim Horton.
And the cops look dumb. The cops look all fucking stupid. And that's our Canadian promise. Universal health care, and we got, and our rednecks are really nice. We got really, really nice, fun, adorable rednecks, but our cops are dumb, and our money's pretty colors, and otherwise,
yeah,
you can have whatever
money
you want.
The pretty money's very funny.
There's like Thai food and Petco and like everything you can get in America, man.
When I got there, I got some Canadian bills, like from the cat, like, you know, and I'm getting changed, and I'm like, oh, I love this money. You can't rip it. And the lady goes, you can rip it.
Dude, I told you once, right, that I like, so when you take the train from Toronto to Detroit, what you really do is you take it from Toronto to Windsor, and mm-hmm. then you like drive or get a ride across the border into Detroit. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a train that goes across that border. I haven't taken it yet. So two or three times now, I've taken a train to Windsor, which is like the little shitty Canadian city on the other side of the Canadian border from Detroit. And then a friend has picked me up, and there's a Tim Hortons right there. And I just sort of like drag my fucking luggage all the way to this Tim Hortons. And look, Windsor, I don't know. I haven't spent a lot of time there, so maybe it's great. But as far as I can tell, it's like a bunch of rubble. And it's like anywhere from 5 to 18 people and like a bunch of
of rubble.
Exploded buildings is what it feels like. And but I don't know. People sit in Detroit say it's fun. They go over there and mm-hmm. get drunk, whatever. And so anyway, I say this not to say I give a shit. Like, I know a lot of places have fallen on hard times, but I think Windsor is like objectively a tough place. And if you just look around, it's like a place that has had a lot of hard times. There's a lot of poverty, and there's like not a lot of even buildings, right?
Yeah.
So I'm in this Tim Hortons, and I'm like, I order a, you know, a fucking, I don't know, what an egg boutonniere or whatever they call things.
Oh. And just wrong. Just throw a word that's wrong in there. A real word and a fake word.
I also
get ready
that
to
up.
Eat.
I'm sure it's just a ham and cheese sandwich or something. But, I overhear two people who work at Tim Hortons. And one of them just says to the other, just like, did you hear about this? And they're like, rrr. And then the other one goes, thank God I don't live in fucking America.
Really?
Yes. And it's like, sure, man, you can hate America. I get it, dude. I get it big time. But you're in like the worst place I've ever been.
And America's got a lot of areas.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And yeah, dude, like even, I'm sorry, dude, but like if you're going the closest to you, sure, Detroit is a tough part of America, but it's not like there's more culture and shit to do in Detroit than there is in Windsor.
Yeah, we got Eminem in Detroit.
Kid Rock, dude.
We used to have cars.
Used
there.
To. That's right. You yeah. can get a house for $5.
That's pretty. No, this, yeah. seriously.
No, totally.
Free house.
Yeah, dude.
Pretty cool. What's the catch? Never mind.
They got big fucking big big square pizza, dude. Weird fucking pizza, man.
I love when a city's like, no, we got pizza.
Yeah, dude.
Why is yours better than New York? Whoa.
Square.
Just make it like it is in New York. Everyone likes that kind. No, we fuck it up. That's how we do it.
Yeah, but if you had Detroit pizza, it's great, though.
Yeah, I know. I just love to make fun of it.
No, I know. No, totally. Like Atlanta pizza. It's a perfect sphere. Pizza sphere.
It's just like, come on. What are we? Deep dish?
What are we doing with that? I'm sorry. No thanks on deep dish.
It is not possible to even eat two pieces of deep. Like, yeah. I ordered a deep dish when I was in Chicago. I got two slices in.
Yeah.
Thought I was going to die. I mean, it's
and every
horrible.
Time you're at a restaurant and you order deep dish, that isn't
it's
a place.
It's tasty, but it's.
Of course it's tasty.
Kills
but,
you.
But if you don't order it at like a place that always has pies going, you're like, I'll have the deep dish. And they're like, okay, do you want it tonight? Because if you want it tonight, you have to have ordered it 7 years ago.
That's the funniest thing to say when you order food.
Do you want it tonight?
Yeah.
Dude, there's this fucking restaurant in Echo Park that's delicious, man. And they have deep dish. It's called Masa. And I've eaten there so many times. It's so good. It's like, it's just like, you know, there's this mixture of like, you want to go to a nice place, but like a nice place, you don't want it to be like, you don't want to have to feel nice. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's great. And if you order the deep dish, they're like, all right, it's going to take an hour and a half. It's like, take it off the menu. What is this?
Are you churning butter?
Do you want us to stay in your restaurant for 2 hours?
You know what I would do if I ran a deep dish restaurant? I would just be making pizza all day.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Someone comes in, I'd like a deep dish. One just came out of the oven.
It's like when you make soup, do you make one cup when it gets ordered? No. We don't care.
You want that soup tonight?
Yeah, we make deep dish pizza fresh every time. Our pizza, it didn't even exist as a thought before you walked into the restaurant. Totally, dude.
No, I don't care. I especially hated it at like McDonald's where I'll be like, can I get a double quarter? Just make them all day, right?
Totally.
You don't have a stack of burgers.
And man, here's a crazy
under
idea.
Under a heat lamp.
If you happen to have one sitting there longer than you would think, just give them to an employee.
Yeah.
I guarantee you this, they're hungry.
That was my favorite thing about Jimmy John's. People would be like, I can't believe you delivered this sandwich to me in 4.5 minutes. And I'm like, it's because we didn't do anything over there.
Yeah.
Nothing is cooked.
Yeah.
Nothing is prepared. It's just a cold sandwich with mayonnaise and deli meat.
Yeah, dude.
They're like, well, because we can make them in 15 seconds. Doesn't take any time. They're like, whoa.
Oh, my God, dude. I know.
Can you imagine if you're in Chicago and you're like drunk? You're like, let's get an order of pizza. And someone orders a fucking deep dish.
Wow.
At midnight.
Dude, you know, it's an experience I've had in my life so many times. And honestly, looking back, this is completely my fault. I take the responsibility of this 100%. Anywhere that's not like a big city that you live in, you just can't order food after like 1 a.m.
Oh, I know.
And even then, like even in Los Angeles, where like 8 million people live, ordering food at 1 a.m., like it gets fucked up sometimes. And I'll be on the road and I'll like get drunk after shows and I'll come back and I'll order something on Postmates. And at 1 a.m., I'm hammered and I'm like, this food is going to change my night. And then it's 2 a.m. and I'm just like vying to keep my eyes open, staring at this driver who hasn't moved in 20 minutes. And I'm like, fuck, strip. And just texting him like, hey, no big deal, but I'm just wondering what's going on with this. And I'm in the like robot chat. Like an Uber AI bot is like, what seems to be the problem? Choose from these four menu items. I didn't receive my order fully.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer want my order. My driver is too far away. And I'm like, I went too far away. God damn it. I've done that so many times. And then I wake up in the morning and it's just like, your $35 order of two bags of fries was canceled.
Oh, dude. I had McDonald's one time, Postmated. It gets there an hour and a half late.
Of course.
Stone cold food. Like, right. It's old food. And right. McDonald's does not age.
No.
Good. So then I call them. And I was like, it was an hour and a half late, you know? And the lady goes, was it edible? And I was like, it was food.
Wow.
It's all foods. It's edible.
Yeah.
Dirt's edible. Right. What are we talking about?
Was it edible? Well, I don't know.
I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What, am I supposed to eat the cold food and prove I don't die?
It's also like, what's your barometer for there being a problem in your life? Like, someone calls and they're like, my food is ice cold, and you're like, well, but is it matter? Is it still carbon based?
Jedi mind trick me? I'm complaining. You're not complaining. Yes, I am. I didn't like waiting an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I paid $50 for McDonald's and it's cold. Maybe that's on me. Maybe I'm a little piece of shit for eating food that way. But what I do now on the road is I'll order, like from Chick-fil-A, I'll get like five Chick-fil-A salads and a sandwich. And I'll eat the sandwich and then I'll put the salads in the fridge in the hotel so that I don't have to keep ordering it. And then, so at 1 a.m. I'm like, I'm drunk, I'm hungry. Am I actually hungry enough to eat a salad, or am I actually not hungry?
Dude, you know? Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way of doing it.
Yeah, I'm pretty smart, Dave.
Yeah, I've been saying that.
But
tiny dick. Big, big brain.
That's a good, that's a show on TLC.
Tiny dick, big, big brain.
Welcome back to Tiny Dick, Big, Big Brain.
It's just this guy with like a head shaped like a pear. He's just like, why won't women go out with me? I'm so smart, but I got a little dick. When you have a big, big brain and a tiny little dick like me, it's hard to get a date. Even
is there a relationship between brain size and penis, you think?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
I mean, I couldn't imagine what it would be.
Well, the only people that could discover that link would be people with big brains, right?
Yeah, like me.
All right.
And a big, big dick, like me. Huge. We have like really gotten into talking about.
If there's no song about it, I don't believe it, Dave.
Well, you heard that song.
I don't know if I did.
A couple weeks ago.
I don't. You'd have to refresh my memory because I don't remember.
I have the biggest hog in the world.
I don't.
That's what they said in the song.
Mm.
Or like whoever the guy.
I would remember something like that.
Yeah.
I think you just ruined the bit saying whoever. I think we know. I think now I'm
what do you
suspicious.
Mean? What bit? This isn't a bit.
No, I think you created songs. I don't think these were songs from your childhood. I think you went online.
Caleb, you're being ridiculous.
I think you found a way to make somehow songs have the lyrics you want. I don't know if technology like that's even possible, but that's what I think. Okay.
Caleb has a huge ass and he's a big, big bitch with a little dick and gross tiny balls.
See, I'm looking over there. That doesn't look like Spotify to me.
No, it is. We, don't look. Stop looking. But when you look.
Caleb's ass is huge.
Okay.
Huge ass Caleb-o. Big, big Caleb's ass. Massive ass Caleb-o. Caleb is a bitch. Bitch, bitch Caleb-o. Huge ass
bitch. Bitch, bitch Caleb. I wonder what that song's about.
You know. The message seems pretty clear to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, that's how we feel about Ted Turner, everybody.
That's right. He eats bison. He rides trains. He can't run a baseball team. He can own it, but he can't run it.
And as you know, of the 2,000 and something billionaires in the world, there are hundreds tied for last with...
Yeah.
But... a measly $1.0 billion.
I mean,
and this week we would like to shout out Yang Ting Dong from China, a rice wine supplier, owner of Jiangsu Yang, I believe it's Yanghe Brewery, but maybe I'm pronouncing that wrong, only has $1 billion. So he's a fucking loser, and what I think that we can all agree that he deserves nothing.
Okay, look right at me the whole time. What's his name again?
Yang Ting Dong.
Wow, that was good.
What do you think I was going to say?
I thought you were making it up.
You thought I was making it up? Damn, that's so funny. That would be so funny. I don't even know how I would do that. Oh, man. Well, nope. Yang Ting Dong, he's a real guy. He's like the 2,700th richest person in the
maybe
world.
Maybe he'll have a better year 2025.
Yeah, know? Totally. Maybe he'll get it up a little.
I believe in you, Yang.
You know who stays on the Forbes real-time billionaires list are people that have stopped being a billionaire in the last year. So Kanye's on there.
What happened to him?
What did happen to his money?
I think it's something Adidas got mad.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
So I think it was a lot of Adidas money.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that'll do
those
it.
Those big, dumb shoes he makes.
Yeah. Look, we got to go soon, but before we do...
Oh, you know what time it is, everybody. Come on.
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? No, he doesn't even know what it's called. What's it called? What's it called?
We forgot.
Yeah, we forgot to come up with a name. a lot of times we rename stuff. It's really fun. Very funny,
yeah,
but we did not do that.
We didn't do that.
But
you
know, maybe next week.
Happy holidays. Yeah. This we skipped a week last week, and now it is the 30th of December, which means it's going to be a new year soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited about this new year. We just got Apple new and noteworthy.
That's right.
It was pretty cool.
Yes, we did.
That's fun stuff. So join our Patreon if you want more. Share with your friends. This is our big dumb show. It's our absolute favorite thing we do. And you know, look, we've been doing this show now 4 years, dude.
That's true. Isn't that weird?
That's crazy.
Well, we started in a park and look at us now. We're at Graham's place.
We started it, yeah, at the end of 2020, I guess.
Yeah.
In November of 2020.
Yeah, we spent a couple months during COVID being like, this sucks. And then we're like,
Yeah, exactly.
What and, if you're stupid?
And you know, like, I think that our show, I mean, we talk about it all the time, how it's our favorite.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
But it's not huge, but it is very good, and we have a little group of you who kind of follows everything we do. And I guess I just want to say thanks.
Yeah, man, that's what I want to say, too.
It really means a lot. Of course, we want to get the word out. Of course, we want to, you know, be able to eat lunch and dinner every day.
That's great.
That's the main reason I want to grow the podcast. But other than that, I honestly don't really give a shit. I'm having a fucking great time here, and y'all are the best.
We love you.
So happy holidays. You know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or whatever it is that you do. Happy that. I hope you have a good one. And, of course...
The Ben Shapiro's Beard Update.
Ooh, it is still there.
The Ben Shapiro's Beard Update.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Merry Christmas indeed. Yeah, maybe next year.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see you next time.
Lay it down.
Caleb has a huge ass, and he's a big, big bitch with a little, little dick and gross, tiny balls. He has no money, and luckily he's funny, 'cause he's a big, big bitch with gross, tiny
billionaires.